back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. I'm going to talk some about the Biden lawfare war against Trump, sabotage Trump's chances in the election. Biden's got all these lawsuits filed. One by one, they look worse and worse. And we talked about Fannie Willis and her paramour with 2,000 cell phone calls and 12,000 text messages. I mean, there's a perjury decision coming up there. But there are other issues, and we bring in Will Scharf, former federal prosecutor and presently a candidate for attorney general in the great state of Missouri. Will, welcome back. One thing I want to ask you about, you probably saw it in the Laura Ingraham Fox town hall with President Trump the other night. Trump reached into his pocket and pulled out a document and quoted the Eighth Amendment. You must not have cruel, severe, overly severe punishment. I don't know the exact wording. What did you think of that, the Eighth Amendment? You think the Eighth Amendment might figure in, and particularly in this case in New York with Judge Engoron and a $450 million fine taking away all their business? What do you think? Could that go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, look, Larry, just in the interest of full disclosure, I am also working as an attorney for President Trump. I think in that New York case, we have any number of constitutional challenges, of procedural challenges. That whole case from the start to me was just extra legal, wasn't the way that suits like that are supposed to proceed. It's probably the first time in American history where you've had a claim of fraud where the supposedly defrauded parties testified on behalf of the defendant. I mean, all of the banks and insurers and everybody involved in these loans that formed the crux of that case said that they were good loans, that they were happy to do business with President Trump, and that everything was great. The only person who seems to be offended is Tish James. So it's a crazy case. We're going to be challenging it on appeal. I think we have very, very strong grounds for appeal. And it's worth noting that Judge Engoron, the crazy trial court judge up there, he's been overruled twice by the New York Appellate Division on interlocutory appeals during the pendency of this case. So I think the New York appellate courts, even though they're not particularly conservative, are wise to what went on there and are wise to just how irregular that entire case has been.
What is the Eighth Amendment, Will?
The Eighth Amendment does a number of things, but there's a provision there in terms of excessive fines. It basically forms a constitutional bar against certain types of punishment. Typically, often in the criminal context, but there are constitutional claims that we'd want to bring in challenging that New York case, and I think we're going to do that in the coming weeks.
You think $450 million fine, taking away your businesses, your livelihoods, your life's work? Do you think that's excessive? Sounds excessive to me.
It is absolutely an excessive fine.
I mean, nobody was hurt, right? Still to this day, they can't find anybody that was hurt. No victims.
That's exactly right. This was entirely victimless. And the size of the judgment is just so wild that I think, when you think about it in the context of the Eighth Amendment's bar against excessive fines, that's probably what our framers were thinking about, the weaponization of the courts to take away people's property. And that's certainly what we've seen against President Trump with all these civil cases. I put the E. Jean Carroll defamation case in the same category.
Was that your idea, the Eighth Amendment, or did my former boss come up with it?
I think a lot of folks are talking about the Eighth Amendment. But it just goes to show how wild the legal theories being pressed against President Trump are. Mm. I mean, it's extra legal. It's extra constitutional. As he has said, and as you said in the lead in, this is all really about election interference.
Yeah.
Not about a fair application of the law.
Yeah, this is lawfare. You ever read Matt Taibbi's piece about how the Democrats conjured up? They want this election to be about lawfare. They're trying to sabotage it. I mean, this is a White House, it even came up in this crazy Fannie Willis business with Nathan Wade, her paramour, whom she appointed, and then the two of them milked the taxpayers. But they all visited the White House. Letitia James visited the White House. Will Scharf, you think the White House is orchestrating all these lawsuits?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's substantial evidence that the Biden administration, the Biden DOJ, the Biden White House Counsel's Office were intimately involved, not just in the federal cases against President Trump, but in the state cases as well. So Nathan Wade, who's Fani Willis's lover slash prosecutor, he was at the White House counsel's office for 8 hours on November 18th, 2022, which is the exact same day that Jack Smith was appointed special counsel. Up in New York, the Alvin Bragg prosecution against President Trump, the key guy there is Matthew Colangelo. Colangelo previously served under Letitia James in the New York AG's office, then became the number three at the Biden DOJ, and then mysteriously quit that job, one of the most powerful legal jobs in America, to go be a deputy under Alvin Bragg.
I didn't know.
Larry, once you start digging in here, it's crazy. And it all leads back ultimately to Joe Biden and his most senior advisors in the federal government. They wanted to interfere in this election, and that's what they've gone out and done.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYPD.
Last minute, Will. The immunity charge, the Trumps are appealing the Florida lawsuits, the Florida indictments on the basis that the president, in fact, should have immunity under the Presidential Records Act. Where do you make of that one?
Yeah, so we have a presidential immunity argument that we just filed down in Florida. That's similar to the argument that we've made in D.C., that the acts that he's being charged with were official acts in office. We're also moving to dismiss just based on the case law and the Presidential Records Act, which says that a president's decision to designate his personal records versus presidential records is essentially unreviewable by the courts. So we have a lot of grounds down in Florida to hopefully dismiss or at least to limit that case. And I think we're going to have some success down there. So far, Judge Cannon has been very even keeled, very straight, and very just rigorous in her application of the law.
Will Scharf, thank you very much. By the way, I hope your race in Missouri is going okay. We need you, buddy. We'll take a break, folks, and then bring in the great John Carney of Breitbart to talk about, I don't know, NVIDIA, AI, stock markets. The Federal Reserve not going to lower interest rates in my lifetime. I'm Kudlow. Stick around.